Հան որ եւ որ քո եւ հոգուին սրբո ամեն Yesterday the Armenian Church celebrated the feast of the four evangelists Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. And we hear this word evangelist or the four gospel givers. And we hear this word gospel many times, especially being in the Bible Belt. We hear it many times. So the question naturally arises, what is the gospel? We hear it so often. And when we hear the word gospel, many things come to our minds. It could be words such as salvation, truth, life, good news, spiritual food, message, and resurrection. And these are all correct. These are all correct. But the question we shouldn't be asking is, what is the gospel, as much as, who is the gospel? And naturally, the answer is Jesus Christ. Because Christ Jesus is salvation, is truth, is life, and is resurrection. Today, we have four gospels in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There are many gospels out there. And you may have heard of some of them, the Gospel of Thomas, the Gospel of Mary, the prosperity gospel even. There are many gospels out there. But in the second century, St. Irenaeus of Lyon said that there are only four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And he explained four is the magic number for the gospels because the world is comprised of four elements, water, land, air, and fire. He says that the world has four corners or four sides. It has four winds and four zones. And thus, there must be four gospels. The first three, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are usually referred to as the synoptic gospels. Synoptic is just a nice fancy Greek word that means with the same eye. And so what we see in these gospels is that it's the same... Same chronology, thank you. Same chronology and the same miracles that take place. Whereas John is very different, unique, and full of theology. We sometimes think that the Gospels are just historical biographies, that they're just little stories about Jesus and what he's done and the miracles he's performed, and that's it. But in reality, the Gospels, all four of them, are letters, and they are written to either individuals or to groups of people. Each one is written very differently because they are written to very different types of people. The Gospel of Matthew is written to Jews. The Gospel of Mark is written to Gentiles, non-Jews. The Gospel of Luke is written to Jews who are Hellenized. They've already become Greek, but they're Jewish by nature. Similar to Armenians who live in America. We are Armenian, but we've been Americanized. And the Gospel of John is addressed to all the people of the world. In the book of Revelation and the book of Ezekiel, there is a vision that is had in both of these. And in both of these, Ezekiel and John see a vision in which there is the throne of God. And upon the throne of God, or underneath the throne of God, is found four creatures. Four creatures. One that has the face of a human or an angel. One that has the face of a lion. Another of an ox. And one more of an eagle. And so the church fathers looked at this and they said, these are the four evangelists. Each one is unique and each one has a purpose. And this is why on the cover of the Gospels, you will see a person, a human face, a lion, an ox, and an eagle. Because the four evangelists are epitomized, you can go now, are epitomized in those animals. Each one has a purpose, and each one has a reason for being that way. And we can go into why each one is ascribed, each creature, at another time, or after Badarak, if you are curious. But again, the Gospels are not biographies. They are not biographies. The Gospels are messages of Christ's life on this earth and salvation, which comes from one person to another. The question naturally arises, how do we preach the gospel? What do we do to preach the gospel? There was once a priest, a Derhai, who went to a monk and complained. And he said to the monk, Monk, Father, my people are so frustrated. It's not a personal story. So frustrated, okay? They don't listen to me. They don't listen to the gospel. I do everything I can to make them understand the gospel, and yet they don't listen. I give great sermons. I do Bible studies. I read the gospels every day. I put on the website and on Facebook little interesting facts about the gospels. I have gone to school for years and learned them. And I have studied Greek and all the ancient languages and studied the gospels from end to end. And yet they don't listen. What can I do to make them listen to me and understand the gospel? And the monk says, you are right, and you have done everything correctly. You know the gospels inside and out, and that's perfect. Now, go live the gospel. As Christians, we are called not just to learn facts. We are not called just to learn the gospels and recite them at will. We are not called just to take and quote gospel passages here and there. That's good, but that's not enough. We need to learn to live the gospel, and we do this through participating in the sacraments of the church, following the commandments of Christ, praying and fasting, but probably most importantly, allowing Christ to dwell within us, to live within us. And many of us might say, oh, he already lives in me. Well, the question then becomes, is there anything else living in you? Do we allow anger and resentment to live in us? Because two people can't live in the same house very long. Christ usually waits outside of us and waits for that which is in us to come out, whether it be greed, anger, envy, jealousy, or any other of the sins. Until that is removed, Christ is not going to come in. He is going to wait outside and say, once you're ready to allow me in, kick out the one who's in there, the squatter, who's sitting in there, then I will come in and live within you. And when he does that, he will allow the light that he has to shine in us. And just as flies and bugs are attracted to light in darkness, likewise people who are lost in this world, looking for light, are going to come and be attracted to us. And we must show them Christ in us. So I ask that we be like the evangelists, that we be like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, who did not just rattle off facts about Christ and how they may have known him or known someone who knew him, but rather we live the good news that is in us. Next week is Armenia Fest, and many people are going to come here, thousands of people are going to come to our complex who are lost, who do not know who Christ is, who are looking for that light. And when they come here, they're going to see one of two things. People who just recite the gospel and know about our faith, and people who live the gospel and live our faith. My hope and prayer is that next week we live the gospel, that we show the gospel in our actions, and that people are attracted to that and come to Christ through us. I leave you with the words of St. Francis of Assisi, who said, "Preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words." Amen.